Question, is the Republican Party coming apart in a battle over Donald Trump? After the release of that tape of Trump bragging about groping women, many lawmakers dropped their support like a hot potato. But Nebraska's Deb Fischer, who initially said Trump should step aside, has picked that potato back up. Here she is on KLIN Radio this morning.
I support the Republican ticket, and I plan to vote for Mr. Trump and Mr. Pence on November 8th. I know you know I put out a statement on Friday, and it was with regard to Mr. Trump's comments. I felt they were disgusting. I felt they were unacceptable. But I never said I was not voting for our Republican ticket.
Well, USA Today contacted all Republican members of Congress and all Republican governors and found 1 in 4 do not support Trump, and Trump continues to bash them. That includes House Speaker Paul Ryan and Arizona Senator John McCain. Here's Trump last night with Fox News' Bill O'Reilly talking about McCain.
He was begging for my endorsement. His friends are calling.
He's a bigger man.
The first sign of a little bit of difficulty, he unendorses.
All right.
I wouldn't want to be in a foxhole with a lot of these people. That I can tell
you. But McCain's a brave man.
Including Ryan.
He's a brave man, McCain.
By the way, including Ryan, especially
I got
Ryan.
That.
Susan Page is Washington Bureau Chief of USA Today. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Robin.
And now we're going to dig deep into Republican Party history tomorrow with an historian. But have you seen anything like this in modern history?
Man, I haven't. This is my 10th campaign. We're seeing a Republican Party, one of the major parties, in a civil war. We thought that was going to come after the election. It started about a month early. I think even if you go back to like the 1964 election, which was a tough election for Republicans, they did not have the flight of the Republican elite from their nominee the way we're seeing today with Donald Trump.
Well, your paper reports that Fred Malik, the strategist and chair of the party's Governors Association, says this is not about Trump, or that this is about Trump and not a deeper fissure in the party. Is he right? What are you hearing?
Fred Malik is a great guy and a smart guy, but I would disagree with him on this. I think there is a big division between the Trump supporters who provide the energy of the party this year, who have managed to deliver the nomination to Donald Trump, and the elected Republicans that we contacted over the last couple days to see what they were thinking. We found more than a third of Republican governors are not supporting Trump. More than a third of Republican senators are not supporting Trump. He gets bigger support down in House races, which tend to be all one party or the other. But in places where Republicans need to appeal to both Republicans and independent voters in the middle, Trump's lack of support, the flight from Trump, is really extraordinary.
Well, some other strategists, Republican strategists, are telling you this is just the Republican Party becoming diverse. It's usually been lockstep. But can the party be both anti-trade, as Trump is, and pro-trade, as the party's been? Can it be led by a leader who speaks ill of the disabled and also be a party with deep moral convictions?
Well, you know, the Republican Party has traditionally had some diversity, not so much racial diversity, but it's included kind of Main Street Republicans who have conservative economic views. Socially conservative evangelical Christians have been an important part. So it's had a kind of big tent in some past years, especially the years when it's actually managed to win elections. This is something different. These are parts of the party at war with one another. And that raises questions that won't be addressed immediately, will have to be addressed over time about what does the Republican Party stand for? Who is the face of the Republican Party? Is it Donald Trump, or is it Paul Ryan, or is it someone else?
Well, meantime, Donald Trump is the candidate. And Politico spoke with Trump biographers. They say this is the man they wrote about. One called him a very dangerous man for the next 3 or 4 weeks. What's your interpretation of that?
Well, for one thing, I think Donald Trump is beginning to realize that he is likely to lose this election. So how does he want to go out? And it seems to me what we've seen in the last couple of days, and particularly in that second debate on Sunday night, is a man who's ready to burn the house down, that he is going to come after Republicans who have not supported him. And he's going after Hillary Clinton in increasingly personal ways. This new ad that makes fun of her health, that suggests she's not strong enough, doesn't have the stamina to be president, that's just one more extraordinary attack on Hillary Clinton that will raise issues for her, might suppress her turnout, and may make it harder for her to govern if she ends up winning in November.
That's Susan Page, Washington Bureau Chief of USA Today. Susan, thanks as always.
Thank you, Robin.